Giant sequoia trees are among the oldest living things on Earth, and so it may seem like they live forever. But of course they don't, as we were reminded a couple of months ago when two of them suddenly fell in Sequoia National Forest. And California's climate change may make replacing them more of a challenge. As Molly Samuel reports for Climate Watch, some of California's national parks could be heading toward a future without their signature gigantic trees.
They call them giant sequoias, but they start out tiny.
The seeds, let's see if we can even find some, are about the size of an oatmeal flake.
Nate Stevenson is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's based in Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park, where for 30 years he's traced the humble beginnings of the world's largest trees.
Oh, there's sequoia seeds in there.
Oh, it does look like a piece of oatmeal. For that little flake to turn into the most massive living thing on Earth, the conditions have to be just right. Good soil, plenty of sun and water, even occasional wildfires. In Giant Forest, a grove named by John Muir, Stevenson points to a hillside stand of young sequoias grown to about human height.
These sequoia seedlings have the best of all worlds. This is a good little group, and with luck, some of these will last quite a while.
Quite a while can mean 3,000 years or more. They grow throughout their lives. They never slow down like we do, and they don't die of old age. Insects and fire don't bring them down either. But even the giant sequoia has its Achilles heel.
In the future, as it gets warmer and the snow melts earlier and earlier and earlier, the summer's going to get longer and longer and longer, and I suspect sequoia seedlings just won't be able to survive the summer at all anymore.
That kind of possibility is forcing a major rethinking throughout the National Park Service.
There are sort of several different environments, and if you look out, you can see them.
At an overlook in Sequoia Park, historian and retired ranger Bill Tweed lectures a group of young rangers about the plants that grow at different elevations. He reminds them to always wear their ranger hats in public. But he also talks about changes coming to the park.
Maybe 50 years from now, that chaparral oak swirl should be here, and these should be someplace else, and maybe there isn't even a timberline zone left. Who knows? This is pretty unsettling for some of us who arrived here decades ago under the promise, you know, this was this preserved place that would never change.
The basic integrity for our national parks is being challenged by climate change.
John Jarvis is the director of the National Park Service. Sequoia isn't the only park at risk of losing its namesake to climate change. A study by the U.S. Geological Survey found that Joshua trees are likely to disappear from Joshua Tree National Park by the end of the century. And Glacier National Park could lose its glaciers sooner than that.
Our mantra, our core values, has been about preserving these places unimpaired for future generations. And yet now we are actually seeing impairment to these basic components of the system driven by climate change.
To understand the impact climate change could have on sequoias in the future, it helps to look into the past. Using fossil pollen, scientists like Nate Stevenson can tell where they used to live.
If you go far enough back in time, and this is like tens of millions of years before the Sierra Nevada mountains even rose, sequoias were inland. They were in Idaho, Nevada, places like that, and may have been more extensive.
But they've also had leaner times. After the last ice age, when the climate was even warmer and drier than it is now, sequoias were much more rare.
So what we have is a potential analog for the future. We have a period of time that was warmer and a little bit drier than today, and sequoias were hovering potentially on the brink of extinction then.
As the climate changes, the sequoia's range could shrink again. Stevenson says the bigger, older trees will probably hang on, at least for a while, but the seedlings won't make it in a warmer, drier world.
My big concern is that within the next decade or two, we'll start seeing failures in sequoia reproduction.
When a big sequoia falls, there won't be a young one ready to spring up and take its place.
People are going to have to make some hard decisions in the future. If the warmer conditions are stressing the big sequoias that everyone loves so much.
The boundary lines of the national parks once meant everything inside of them was protected. But a line on a map can't keep climate change at bay. It's a problem the parks are only just beginning to grapple with. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Sequoia National Park.
And to read more about giant sequoias, go to californiareport.org/climatewatch.